The Wildcats and Lady Cats cross country teams had strong performances last Friday at a Hallsville-sponsored meet in a Longview park. The Lady Cats finished first as a team and had the number one finisher. We get more details from cross country coach Andy Holt.
Hallsville hosted it. It was in Longview at Lear Park, and girls ran really well. They placed first as a team. We also had the first place individual with Miranda Pierce. I believe she ran around a 21:52 and really ran well. She had a great finish, ended up out kicking a girl the last 150 meters, and just had a good race. Ran a smart race, and she's coming on. She's had a good summer, and she's kind of reaping some of those benefits of working hard during the summertime. And it was fun to watch and exciting for all the girls involved, and they ran well and deserve to be first. The way they've worked during the summer and the way they're working right now, it's exciting. So, we had Miranda lead us, and then second for us was Grace Grafton. Mm-hmm. I believe she placed seventh or sixth. And then we had Lauren Helm. She's a sophomore, and she's running well right now. And then Madeline Massey, I think they finished neck and neck. Then we end up having Star Resendez and Taylor Robinson, and I believe Peyton Pierce kind of rounded out the squad. So it was a good group. Excited about how we ran.
How about the guys? How'd they do?
The guys ran well as well. I mean, they had placed sixth, which, when you have 19 teams, 15 to 19 teams, that's a good result. We're behind Hallsville and Pine Tree again, just kind of like we were at Tyler. They've got some talented runners right now in their program, and which is disappointing because we've got some very talented runners right now in our program. We were led by Jacob Gatewood again. He placed eighth overall, ran a 17:11, pretty much what he ran at Tyler. He's running strong right now and running with confidence. And then we had Carter White come in second for us, and I think he ran a 17:50, somewhere around there. And, we're just hoping Carter's just going to continue to improve. And, he did that from the previous week. And I think he's starting to see some confidence in him. And, he's a senior, and, he's been working hard. I hope that he goes out and goes and gets it the next few weeks. And I think he will. We had Nathan Mabry and Will Fain. It was actually Will Fain, then Nathan Mabry. Those were our top four. And then Peyton Vickery, a freshman, was our fifth runner. Tanner Ramirez didn't run. And due to a football game that day, so we decided for him not to run, and so those were the top five, and was pleased with what we had, and excited about moving forward.
Moving forward means you had a TBA in the schedule, but I believe you're going to Wiley. Is that right?
Right. We've decided we're going to go over to Wiley. There was another race out in Pine Tree. We decided not to go to that. And we're going to go out to Wiley and see a little bit different competition and run some of the Metroplex runners. And I'm sure it'll be fast and be very competitive.
KSST Sports.